This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Closing arguments expected Monday in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Today, the jury will not be in court, but the lawyers will be, working on the instructions that will be given to the jury. Rittenhouse is charged with killing two men and wounding a third at a protest. Prosecutors tried to show that he instigated the violence. The AP's Jennifer King.
Rittenhouse took the stand Wednesday to say he was defending himself from attack and had no choice when he used his rifle.
I did what I had to do to stop the person who was attacking me.
His account has been largely corroborated by evidence and the prosecution's own witnesses. Rittenhouse said that Joseph Rosenbaum cornered him and put his hand on the barrel of his rifle. The second man hit him with a skateboard, and the third man came at him with a gun of his own. He faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison if convicted of the most serious charges, which include first-degree homicide and reckless endangering. Trial audio courtesy of Court TV. I'm Jennifer King.
COVID is traveling north and west for the winter, say experts, who are worrying about the trends in the U.S. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Health officials are lamenting how many people are no longer wearing masks and how many people chose not to get vaccinated. Dr. Donald Milton at the University of Maryland says we're going to see a lot of outbreaks in unvaccinated people that will result in serious illness and will be tragic. I'm Jackie Quinn.
We're seeing a clearer timeline now of the tragedy that left 9 people dead at a music festival in Houston last week. Concertgoers described the excitement as rapper Travis Scott took the stage with fans pushing toward the stage. Meanwhile, lunges from those at the front of the crowd and other crowd movements apparently created waves of motion that caused people to be squeezed, fall, or struggle to get out of the way. The Taliban says a bomb exploded in a mosque in Afghanistan, wounding 15 people. It happened during prayers. This is AP News. Human rights activists are asking companies that are sponsoring the Beijing Winter Olympics to explain themselves. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
Human Rights Watch has asked leading sponsors of the Beijing Winter Olympics to explain why they remain largely silent about alleged human rights abuses in China. In an online briefing, the rights group said it reached out to all but one of the IOC's so-called top sponsors in lengthy letters almost 6 months ago. The only reply came from Allianz last month, saying we stand behind the Olympic movement. Earlier this week, the International Trade Union Confederation issued a scathing report alleging genocide and crimes against humanity in the Xinjiang region of northwest China. The Beijing Games open February 4th. I'm Mike Gracia.
Shoppers in China spent an eye-popping $139 billion during this year's annual Singles Day shopping extravaganza. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.